think of queer as meaning?
Well, I don't know. I guess it could.
Has it always meant that since you can remember?
I don't really know. I think it's something unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's in the person's actions, body, deeds, or mind, I think it's just something unusual, a little different out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm. And you say, you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw it and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught any.
And say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you say you had to.
What about a bad one?
How would you say that?
That would be hard.
Nauseated, got nauseated, sick at your stomach, sick at your stomach, or sick to your stomach.
And you had to
throw up.
Any nicer ways of saying throw up?
Yeah.
Is that about the nicest?
Well, there's some worse and some nicer.
What are some other terms?
Well, vomit. Let's see what else.
Does that sound better or worse?
I don't know. I guess it just depends on what you used to say.
Mm-hmm.
You say you threw up, you got sick to your stomach, or you feel nauseated, or
what about a bad way of saying that? Really crude.
He irped up.
Uh-huh. And Sam, that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But I have never
climbed.
And if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to the same girl's house, he'd say that he was
serious about her or going steady with her or
any old-fashioned
courting her, dating her.
Do people say courting nowadays?
I don't think so. They do some, I think, but I think really when they say court now, they're referring to a different court than they were back when a boy courted a girl.
What do they mean when they say court now?
Well, a court, like used to, they say he is, or he has courted her, or she's courted him, or they're courting.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're not courting anymore, but I think now they refer to it as a basketball court, or a volleyball court, or a play area.
Mm-hmm.
Or where there's judges and jurymen and all that. I don't think really they refer to a romance.
Mm-hmm.
Or relationship between the two people so much anymore.
Mm-hmm. And if they were courting or going steady, he would be called her
boyfriend,
and she would be his
girlfriend.
Any old-fashioned names for
nothing?
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been
smooching with a girl, or courting a girl, or kissing a girl.
Okay. And when a girl stops letting a boy come over to see her, he'd say that she
has broken up with him.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she
says no.
Mm-hmm. Or she did what to him? She
refused.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear she threw him over or showed him the gate? Or
back
and
also say.
Or jilted him.
Well,
I heard of jilting.
They would bring cowbells high to the bed.
Refused, I guess.
Take all
down
the lamps out. Uh-huh. Take the oil out.
They were engaged, and all of a sudden she
stuck feathers
the engagement.
But if she didn't turn them down, they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
I guess make the household a general wreck.